Well, good morning.
Good morning.
And Merry Christmas once again.
Merry Christmas.
Man, I was, today, unfortunately, our strongest line of communication is Facebook, seems to be. But I had this guy ranting on Facebook about Christmas hymns before Christmas and the day after Christmas, no Christmas hymn. Father Scott, just get over it. Just smack you down, brother. I get it though. I do feel the same way, but it's just the world that we live in. We're not going to change it. We've been trying for 2,000 years, and they're going to keep on being the world. Well, I'm going to dedicate my message this morning to one of our congregation members. I know you're really excited. It's for Brandon. And the reason why I'm dedicating it to Brandon, this message today, is he heard Christmas Eve that I was speaking today. And so at at Ed and Darla's house, the soup soiree, we started teasing me because I like to preach random thoughts. Yeah, really. And so somebody said, "Hey, Father Scott, why don't you preach about pork chops and random thoughts?" I don't know where that came from. Didn't come from Brandon. Because I was supposed to bring the pork chops. Brandon said to me, "Hey, Father Scott, I got a novel idea. Why don't you preach from the gospel?" And I do believe the young man was trying to question my ability. So this one's for you, Brandon. The gauntlet has been laid down, let me tell you. And just for those of you that this isn't for, thank you, Ben, I'm glad you got that. What you're missing out on is my random thoughts about It's a Wonderful Life, The Bishop's Wife, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas, which happened to be my three favorite holiday movies. And I had random thoughts about each one of them. Have to wait till next year. Thanks, Brandon. Yeah. the true meaning of Christmas we get. You're not in church today. You're not here after the busiest week of your year. You're not here just to be somewhere. You're here because God has done something in your life. And you are here to set apart an hour and a half, 2 hours of your day, just to say, "Lord, here I am. Thank you." We sang it this morning. Let our songs be your praise. We are here for you. That's what we're here for. We're here for Him. When Jesus came into this world, He came as an innocent child, born of the Virgin Mary. And He came that the whole world may be saved. He came to validate God's word that He would send the Redeemer, that He would send the Savior. He came, this is the master plan for the whole world, for the salvation of every man, for all of mankind. But in our gospel today, we see that God sent Jesus not just for the big picture, sent Him for the little picture too. You and I, as individuals, God has a plan. God has a layout for our life that He opens up His arms. He opens up His spirit to us as individuals and say, "Come, taste and see that the Lord is good." Now, this message is for each and every one of us. And we're going to see how we can mirror our life, or how God has mirrored our life, our individual life, and shows it in this story about Simeon. Simeon was a priest. Some scholars say that... You paying attention?
Okay.
Some scholars say that his father was the president of the College of Rabbis and the head of the Sanhedrin. And when his father was retired, Simeon took his role. He was entrusted with a title called Rabbin, which meant doctor, which according to Jewish history, only seven rabbis or seven priests ever were given that name. So Simeon, whoever he wasn't just an average guy. He was up the food chain, okay, in the Jewish religion of that day. Now, the scripture that we just read tells us a few things about him. It says that he was just and devout. Simeon was a fair man, and he was a righteous man. You know what? If you're righteous, you're fair. You're just and you're true. And if you're just and you're true, you're righteous. But if you're not just and true, you're not righteous. And if you're righteous but not just, you're not really righteous. Simeon, the scripture points out to us that Simeon was just and righteous. He was devoted to God. He was devoted to God. He was also known to have a prophetic spirit. And the Spirit of God spoke to Simeon at some point in time in his life and said, Simeon, you will not sleep until you see the consolation or salvation of Israel with your own eyes. That was God's promise to the individual Simeon. God cared enough, and there's a story, the next few verses where our reading ended, there's a story of Anna. She was a widow who devoted herself day and night to praying in the temple. And she declared the glory of God over the infant Jesus when she came in. I wanted you to get this picture of Simeon, and now I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to sit down. And we're going to listen to a song. For those who came on Good Friday, you heard the song. To me, it is one of the most powerful songs about the birth of Jesus that I personally, it's just since it was written, I think, in 1979. And it's just stuck with me. It's unusual. It's different. But just close your eyes, listen, and let the song paint the picture. Kevin?
Oh, my Lord, sleeping in your mother's arms, this little one, this little one. Still one,
I just didn't think I could paint that picture as well as that song did. Simeon was not scheduled to be in the temple that day. The Holy Spirit, the scripture says, the Holy Spirit told him to go and be there. When he got there, he realized why. My eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord. The scripture tells us he took the child from Mary and declared those words over this baby, knowing that God had fulfilled his promise not only to Israel, not only to all of mankind, but also knew that he was fulfilling his promise to Simeon himself. You shall see the salvation of Israel before you go to sleep. And in this moment, Simeon, holding the Redeemer, the Savior of the world. And his declaration was, I'll paraphrase, God, you have fulfilled your promise to me. Now your servant can depart in peace. Simeon knew that he was holding the Savior of the world. And he also knew that God had fulfilled that which he had spoken over his life. He blessed God for the salvation of Israel. And he said, now your servant can go in peace. You know, when God does something for you, when you've been praying for something, when you've been seeking for something, and you see the hand of the Lord move on your behalf, that peace that passes all understanding, as the old hymn says, it is well with my soul. My favorite psalm, 116, verse 7. Be at rest once more, O my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. Be at peace. Be at rest. What does Simeon say to us today? Well, to me, this story of Simeon says that when God tells you something, you're going to see it, or it's going to happen. There's no stopping it. Because God said to Simeon, you will see the salvation of Israel. And Simeon saw that. What are you holding on to today? What are we holding on to today? Just think with me for a minute. God has spoken over each of our lives. God has spoken promises over each of our lives. Some of those promises we have already seen fulfilled. We are already walking in. We are already enjoying. But I would venture to say, for a lot of us, there are still some things that we've yet seen. There are still some things that we're longing to have that we know, that we know, that we know, that we know that God has spoken over us or to us or promised us. Now, I'm not talking about wishes that you have, things that you would like to see. I'm talking about those things that you have heard the voice of the Spirit whisper in your ear. And generally, it's those things that you wouldn't dare believe in the natural. But in a quiet, still small voice, God has spoken a promise. God has said, this is what it's going to be. God has said, this is how it's going to be sold. As we enter into a new year, let us once again reclaim those things that the world and the enemy has tried to steal from us and stand firm, as Simeon did, on what God promised him. Jesus did not only come to save the world. He didn't only come to save Israel. He came to save us and to give us life and life more abundantly. As we go into this new year, let us remember the promises of God are true. And this story, this gospel today reflects that. For this man, Simeon, is our prayer and my prayer that it will ring true in each of our lives. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.